Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7. Episode 121, that's 121. 121. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I am your host, the P-Dot Show. I am back. I am glad to be back. It always feels great when you're behind the mic and you get to be back for another season. I do this for y'all. I do this for us. Today's episode is called The Chicago Marathon Part 2. The Chicago Marathon Part 2. And I have to just say this right now. This is the second time that I've had to record this show today, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. My Rodecaster Pro had got some type of corruption of the file while I was doing the show prior to this. So I'm going to do my best to get back to me. Get back to what I do best, and that is to talk, use my mouthpiece, and inspire and grow and go places we've never been before. So everything that was in that show prior to this, I'm going to try to channel it in. I'm going to try my best not to mention it again, but here we are. I love you. I appreciate you, and you already know. Let's go. So today, I am talking about the Chicago Marathon. Yes, I ran my third marathon this past October. October 8th, 2023 was my third marathon. I like to mention a few people just of run groups and people who just inspired me to do great. I ran the race through Gumbo Fit. That's number one. Give y'all some love. Gumbo Fit. That's who I run with. You know, and shout out to Courtney. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Kara. Shout out to Jamie, Cindy. Zindy, Christian. Like, I don't want to just start naming, but I do know, like, the people who I, like, run with, I appreciate you all because you guys push me to be great. Shout out to Jamie again because Jamie is on her run streak. I know it's like 600-something days now, so I want to say shout out to Jamie. She is incredible. She runs just like me, and we in this together. Jamie inspired me to do my run streak, which is currently today at 299 days. So as of today, as of this recording, I have ran for 299 days in a row. I have not missed a day. I've been going every day. I've been bringing y'all along with me. I've been singing my songs. I've been singing my songs on the Lord. But you know the God to go. No, I'm just playing. But I have. I feel good. And even though right now, like, it was a minor setback for a bigger comeback. I said it was a minor setback for a bigger comeback. Hey, let's go. I was Hispanic in my previous life. I guess you didn't know that. I was. I feel like I got a little Hispanic somewhere in me somewhere because I love tacos. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, but shout out to Gumbo Fit. Shout out to the Peace Runners. Shout out to Edge. Shout out to 7 on Sundays. Man, I love you all because the running community in Chicago, I'm trying to tell you, the running community in Chicago is amazing. I mean, it's like something that you never felt before. And me running that Chicago Marathon for the third time. Oh, man. And I PR'd too. Oh, let's go. I PR'd, man. So, you know, hey, I PR'd my last two marathons. My first marathon was 5 hours and 40 minutes. I was a little bit, you know, taken aback by that. Shout out to Michael Tamaka, my boy Michael Thunder Tamaka. He taught me how to run a marathon with 1 month worth of training in 2020. I know it sounds crazy, but in 2020, I decided that I wanted to run a marathon. I felt like I was, you know, running enough that I felt strong enough in my abilities. And I always say, you know, I don't say what I can't do, but I will tell you what I can. And when you tell me I can't do something, I tell myself I can, because your brain doesn't know how serious you are when you say when you can't do something. That's why I don't say I can't, because your brain is listening all the time. So when you say I can't do this, you are programming yourself to say that you can't do something. So you're building reps. You're making your brain strong into the negativity, which you can always just revert back to starting from the beginning. Be like, no, man, you know what? Have those dreams. Have those ambitions as a kid. Do that. So shout out to Michael Tamaka for helping me learn how to run a marathon with one month worth of training back in 2020. But I got a little bit more serious about running. I got more serious about my health. I got more serious about everything after 2017. So when I decided to do these type of things, that's because I've built up the reps and saying that I wanted to do something, I was going to do something, and I was going to actually make that happen. So in 2021, you know, I said I wanted to do crazy things for my birthday every year. So shout out to Mike again, because he was like, man, you can do it. And as a person, he has run 47 marathons. Shout out to Michael Tamaka. I'm trying to tell you, he's an Ironman. So he's done a full Ironman, half Ironman. Man, do you know what an Ironman takes? I know this is Chicago Marathon, but just think about that for a second. This man had to swim for 2.1 miles. Then he had to bike for 112. And then he had to run a full marathon after that. That's tough. That's tough. I ran a marathon and I was gassed. Like, oh, this is it. Like, I get the mile 23 both times, like from 2022 and 2023. I got the mile 23 and it was just like cramps in both legs. I felt like everything was just crushing down on me. But we'll get back to that. So when I said I was going to do crazy things for my birthday, 2020, I ran the marathon. 21, I went to Atlanta. I rode 100 miles on my bike that day. I said I was going to do it that day. I did it that day. I got a sponsor for a bike with I Am Specialized. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to I Am Specialized. They gave me an $8,000 bike, man. Like, I said, what? Like, I felt so responsible for something that wasn't mine. But I did that. Rode the 100 miles on my bike that day. That was a crazy experience within itself, too. I'll get back to that, too. But in 22, I ran 100 miles, and I wanted to do it in 23 days for, you know, from May 1st to May 23rd, which is my birthday. But I did it in 19 days. So I thought that was an amazing accomplishment, and it is an amazing accomplishment. Let me put that out there. I do amazing, extraordinary things because I think that way. I tell myself these things, and then I actually just do these things. Like, my brain is listening when I say, I can do that. I believe I could do that. I know I could do that. So when you start believing, you start achieving. It's really that simple. It's the bar. Believe, achieve, repeat. You keep doing those things, you have yourself that dopamine effect. And now it's a domino effect of positivity. And now you're going, going, and going. And you just realizing, like, man, this is where I'm at. This is where I want to be. And now I know where I want to go. So keep that mindset. Tell yourself that you can do these things. Like, if you would have told 300-pound Patrick that I would be running marathons, I'd be like, man, get out of here, son. Like, come on. Like, I'm 300 pounds, B. I'm not running to anything but the fridge. You know, see how I got a little bit of New York in me right there? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, son. I'm running. I will run to the refrigerator. I will run to the microwave. And shout out to me. I haven't used the microwave in 8-9 years now. It's been about 8-9 years since I've used the microwave. It's been 8 years since I smoked a cigarette. Like, yeah, I gave up a lot of things. It's been 6 years removed from colon cancer, no more high blood pressure, all of these things. So if you would have told 300-pound sleep apnea, blood pressure, high blood pressure Patrick that you'll be running marathons and biking 100 miles on your bike in the course of a day, three times I might add, like, I'd have said no. But when you believe in yourself and you love yourself enough, you will start to achieve things that you never thought that you could. But that's only because you've been programmed to always think out loud with the first thing instead of thinking about the next thing and just being in the moment. You think so much about the future where you're like, I dread the past, but you're not looking forward to the future because you feel stuck in the present. But you only feel stuck in the present because of what you've built yourself around. If you have zip code friends and zip code mentalities, then you will have a zip code mindset forever. You'll never get out of wherever you're at. You need to have uncomfortable conversations in order to grow. I'll give you an example of an uncomfortable conversation. I bled for 5 years. So for 5 years, I bled when I went to the bathroom and never told anybody because it was uncomfortable to talk about. Who wants to say, hey, man, when I go to the bathroom, I bleed. So it's like, oh, yeah, bro. Like, you can't just skim past that. Be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, with the game. You know, who won the game last night? Yeah, you know. No. Talk about these things. Like, the whole time I had polyps growing in my colon. I didn't know that. I didn't even know what a polyp was. So I started doing my study and I started researching, started talking to the doctor, started getting information out of them, started building a rapport with them. And I said, you know what? I want to change some things up about my life. So I started doing that. So in order to get to this Chicago Marathon, I had to go through a lot of things in life. But what we don't realize is that we're all running a race. we're all running a race at some pace. So that last episode I did called Know Your Pace from last season, know your pace. It's your race, but know your pace. And that's where comparisons come from. When you see something that somebody got and you want, you compare it to see if you, but you got to put the work in. You got to put the time in. I told you my first marathon, it was 5 hours and 40 minutes. But that was because I only had 1 month worth of training. My body, I wanted what everyone else had, and I had never even done the steps in order to get there. Think about that for a second. How many times in your life have you seen something and wanted it, but don't know what it takes to get it, but yet you still want it? And don't get me wrong, that's the human aspect of it. You're going to want something because that dopamine effect, that energizing effect, you get that. You want to live that. You want to live through that. I get that. But here it is. It took me 5 hours and 40 minutes because I wasn't all the way prepared. I saw something and I said I could do it, and I did it. But fact of the matter is I wasn't prepared, and I really, my body was not used to that type of endurance. It wasn't used to running and being active for over 5 hours. But when I took the time out last year in 2022, when I said, you know, I'm gonna run another marathon again, but this time I want to be more prepared. I was only 8 weeks prepared. I started running with Gobo Fit on Track Tuesdays, which it's amazing. It helped me out a whole lot. I had 8 weeks of training this time. I thought, you know, man, maybe I can do better, which I did. I did maybe 3 hours and 53 minutes of last year's marathon, 2022 marathon. And this year I've been running every day, but I've been more prepared because my body has gone the distance. It knows how to act when I get to a certain level in life. That's just like you in your life. You may want something, but you get to a certain level and you still need a teleprompter once you felt like you made it. You still need help. That means you haven't made it to where you need to actually go yet. Just keep going, keep building, and you'll get there eventually. So when I did that, when I ran this past October 8th of 2023, I ran this last Chicago marathon. I knew that even at mile 23 that I felt like my body was shutting down, I still felt the need to keep going. There were people who were depending on me, people who looked towards like my direction in order to say, like, you know what? He's a regular guy just like me. I know that if he can do it, I can do it as well. So with that being said, trust and believe in yourself and trust the process. When I first started the last recording, it was day 61, right? Of the Clear Mind Fitness podcast, season 6 of last year, I was at 248 miles. As of today, this is day 299, and I'm at 865 miles. That's just being consistent. So out of that time frame of 248 days, I was at 248 miles, but it was 61 days. So I've ran over 600 some odd miles in that time frame throughout the course of the year. And I'm very happy about that. I'm very appreciative of that because that helped me even more. I PR'd this last marathon. It was about 7 or 8 minutes, but that 7 or 8 minutes that I shaved off, but I still had to run my race, run my pace. And shout out to my friends, Kira and Jamie, because on our long run, you know, you're supposed to do a 20-mile long run prior to the race. And just this day alone, like, I was feeling down and out. I was feeling as if my body was shutting down. There were things about my body that I wasn't happy about, and I didn't want to run that 20 miler that day, but they pushed me and they motivated me. Little did they know that all of this, the little encouraging words was just, it was motivating to me because we were running by the lake. We were on the lake. We were running and we had to run 20 miles that day. But I told them that I was like, I'm going to run at your guys' pace because I need to listen to whatever it is that I need to be told, like, from you all. And it was a great day. Ran 20 miles, man. And we ran at a pace that was comfortable for my body that day because I didn't need to run fast that day. I needed to slow down and enjoy the process. And that's a lot of times how we are in life. We want to just get there and just get it over with. Like, but you're not trusting the process. You're not living in the moment and understanding that you need to really look at what's in front of you right now at this moment. Embrace it. Learn it. And then once you learn it, you learn things some more, like build those reps up in your mind. That's how you get stronger. And you tell yourself you can do these things, because once you believe in yourself and you love yourself enough, you'll start doing things unimaginable. I'm telling you, as a person who has run 3 marathons, rode my bike 3 times, 100 miles in a day. I say these things because people think that can't happen, but it can. Believe in yourself. Love yourself enough. Running a marathon is not easy. That's just like life. Every day is another mile. Just think about it like that. Every day is a mile. So however you old you are, how many minutes you've been on the planet, just think about everything as perspective. You have 86,400 seconds in a day, right? And I thought, you know, it was a moment where I was like, man, I got so upset. I was so just my mind was, I was pissed off. And, well, I thought I was. And it was maybe for about 300 seconds. So imagine if you had $86,000 in your pocket, $86,400 in your pocket right now, and you had to spend 300 of it. It was like you just had to spend it right now. You're like, okay, it's $300. But if all you got is $300 and you had to spend it now, you got, oh man, this. Now you're feeling an uprage, you know, you're angry, you got like, man, I got this is my last, this is all I got. Well, you have 86,400 seconds in the course of a day, and you let people ruin 300 of yours, and that's only 5 minutes. It's only 5 minutes. 300 seconds is 5 minutes. But you got 86,100 left if that ended up happening to you that day. So look at life as perspective like that. If you're going to let 5 minutes take away your 86,100 seconds you got in the course of a day left, 5 minutes don't. That's what I'm saying. You gotta. It's about perspective, and it's about the race that you have to run every day. Don't let somebody stop your race. Keep going. Keep growing. Keep doing things you never done before. Like when I ran this marathon, I was like, man, this is something that's like incredible. But I put the work in every single day. Like when you run that race, man, you running through 29 neighborhoods in Chicago. An amazing experience. You had over 49,000 people running a race outside, just running, you know, because they understand it's bigger than them. You got over 100,000 some people cheering you on. You just don't know what that feels like. You have people that come out there, and like I said, you're running through 29 neighborhoods. So no matter how you feel about whatever neighborhood that you've been in or you haven't been in, you just there's hearsay about there. Go do events like this. Even if you're not running, just go to see the community love and what you get when you do these races. To see that many people, you see the people with the signs that we're here for you. You got this. You're halfway there, or, you know, hit this power up. You know, you got people cheering you on. That is an experience. Like as a person who didn't get a chance to like play like sports, when you get out there, man, and you got people cheering you on, that's an endorphin release feeling within itself. And that just helps me. I know at least me, but I have friends who we all feel the same way. It's an exhilarating experience. Running three marathons, I'm telling you, I can believe it. It happens and it happened, but it's such an incredible achievement. Because, you know, you're just a part of the 1% to 3% of the world who actually ran a marathon. Like, everyone doesn't do it. And it's an amazing experience because you're doing something that other people don't do. Just think about when people want to be exclusive with something. You want something that everybody doesn't have. It's the same thing. So when you get that medal and it shows that this is what you've done, running through those 29 communities, you're going through Greektown, Chinatown, you're going, you know what I'm saying, Pilsen, you're going to the United Center, you know what I'm saying, you're going to South Loop, you know, West Loop, you're going everywhere, right? And you're going, you're like, man, this is incredible, an incredible experience. So the Chicago Marathon, I shout out to all the people who were in that race, man. We even had the world record broken during that race. I'm sorry I don't remember the man's name. But he broke the world record for a marathon with 2 hours and 35 seconds, man. I'm talking about, like, I'm sitting up here running a race, and I'm like, man, I'm running. All you hear is, burr, 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 burr. And I'm like, what's going on? It was like, new world record. It has been broken. It was like 2 hours and 35 seconds. And I looked at my watch. I was like, dang. I'm just not halfway through. I'm like, bruh, you finished the race. I was like, I was just at 13 miles when he finished the race. Right? I said, dang. So that world record was broken October 8th, 2023 in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I'm glad to be a part of it. I appreciate everyone from my coworkers and my family, everyone who like sent me messages, because there's a certain banner that you go across, you know, with the bib numbers, everything. And once you get there, you'll see special messages that people have sent you. So I'm looking up. I see, you know, Farrah sent me messages. I love my babies, my girls are my everything. They motivate me to be a better man every single day, be a better father for them. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. So my girls, they and I love the fact they love bragging on me. Like Farrah was just bragging about me, about this race, about everything. She's like, my daddy got 2 medals, because when you I was a part of getting another medal from my marathon medal, because when you go the distance, they got the Chicago Distance Series. So when you run the Shamrock Shuffle, you run the half marathon, and then you run the full marathon, then you've gone the distance. So you get that big old medal, you know what I'm saying, that shows that you went the distance. So I went, I got the Chicago Marathon medal, and I got the Chicago Distance medal. So I'm just very happy and appreciative of, like, what this running journey has brought to me, the people who reach out to me and just want to work with me. People want to work with me and do these type of things. Like, I'm very happy. So like I said, today is day 299, 299 days of me running every single day of at least 1 mile or more. I cut back because at this point I'm just like, I don't want to burn out, because I ran 155Ks in a row. So it was just like, and then I was doing long runs in between that, you know, 16 milers, 20 milers. And it was just like, I'm just going to stick to what I said by doing 1 mile a day. But, you know, I think I want to get to like 1,000 miles. I'm at 800, I'm at 865 right now. So I do the math. I got to do maybe a little bit more of a 2 miles a day for the rest of the day, for the rest of the year. But I'm going to make it happen. But I say all of that to say this, man, run your race and know your pace and know the people around you. When you do that, you can put yourself in better position to win. Have your sacred circle, the people who mean the most to you. Even if they don't mean the most to you, you got to be able to have those uncomfortable conversations. So even if they mean the most to you, have those uncomfortable conversations. I've had to learn the hard way of not having uncomfortable conversations within relationships, within friendships, within work relationships. You have to have these things, because it's going to show its face at some point, regardless if you're ready for it or not. So just be prepared to, like, set yourself up to be better every single day. And life is about this race. I'm telling you, I did a whole episode called General Manager. You know, the general manager, the scout. The scout is the most important position to me when it comes to a sports team, because they seek out the talent first. So you get to see who you want to be on your team. Same thing in life. You know, get out of your zip code friends. Go see somebody else. That zip code mentality will keep you where you're at. I knew when I wanted to start it running, when I wanted to start running, people didn't want to come running with me. They were just like, no. But I had to go out, start meeting people, start just running. And by me running, I started meeting people. And I started, you know, doing races, and I started getting medals. And then I'm just like, yo, I like this feeling. I want to do this all the time. So when I started doing that, it's just like, now people who didn't want to run with me started running with me. People who didn't want to be cyclists started riding bikes. It was just like, you just got to be able to show the people that it can be done. Be the example. I'm just a vessel at the end of the day. I do this because I love people. I love helping people. I love making the world smile. So with all of that, from me losing 127 pounds, being number 3 dad podcast of the year for Podcast Magazine, 2 years in a row, I might add, for being in Men's Health Magazine, page 73 of the April 22 edition, sorry. But yeah, these are just a few of the things that I've done that I can show you that it's possible. It's possible. You can do it. You just have to put your mind to it, and not being comparing yourself to what another person got, because you don't know what they had to do to get to where they're at. You know what I'm saying? You just don't. Like I said, I wanted to run a marathon in under 3 hours, but it was like, you ain't put the time in, Pat. You ain't put the work in. Like, stop trying to take on more than what you can. Like, you need to know your role, play it well, and then exceed expectations once you've learned how to work the system. And the system can be something, whatever it is within yourself or the people around you, but you have to be able to grow. You gotta get rid of the people who always, nah, you can't do that. Nah, you can't do that. I told you, words are spells. When you speak, you spell out. So when you say, I can't do this, your brain is like, all right, you can't do this. You just said that. You're programming me to help me understand. You're helping yourself understand things regardless if you want it intentional or unintentional. Because your brain is always listening. It's the loudest voice when you're talking, but it's also the biggest ear when it's listening to you talk. I love y'all, man. It's good to be back. Even though, and I said I wasn't going to say it again, but I'm just mentioning, even though I had to redo the show, I'm happy that the way that this turned out, because I'll be back next week. I'll make sure I have all my things set up the way I need to have it set up. All micro SD chips will be uncorrupted and everything like that. So I'm just happy to be back, man. I have a lot to talk about this season. I'm going to talk about from, you know, oh, man, I don't even want to let it go right now. I don't, because it's going to be good. And I might do, like, little stories at the end, like, where you be like, man, like, little chats with Pat, right? I'm going to do a little chat with Pat. I got a story for y'all. I'm not going to say it today. I'm going to bring it probably, like, next week or week after next. But I was hit on in a Chick-fil-A in 2019. And it was, man, okay, yeah, I I'm gonna put it to you like that. Nobody prepared me to be hit on at this Chick-fil-A in Atlanta that's 24 hours, 7 days a week. You heard that right. This Chick-fil-A is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and I got hit on at 3 o'clock in the morning. But we gonna save that story for another time, all right? So we'll talk about that next week. It was crazy. I was in Atlanta at 3 o'clock in the morning at Chick-fil-A. And yeah, the Chicago Marathon, the Chicago Marathon. Hey, this has been great, man. And shout out for real to all the run groups, man, from Gumbo Fit to Edge to Seven on Sundays, the Peace Runners, like my cousins. I love y'all, man. Like the Wind Runners, the Midway, the Mile Chasers, like all of y'all. I love you all. The running community is great. Find you a running community. Like just start running at your local trail or just go by the lake, man. I guarantee you will find people within your community that can be a part of your tribe. I'm telling you, that's the way that you learn how to build and grow and go places you've never been before. I always say that if I can communicate with you, I can do a lot of things with you. I say this all the time. I don't have to be right about everything, but I want to be relatable. A lot of times people already have preconceived notions about what they believe in already. So if you're trying to change their mind into what it is that you want them to think, 9 times out of 10, they've already cut off the conversation piece mentally because they're not where you're at. But if you can be relatable, you might have a situation where the relationship might not be ostracized because you're on the same pathway as someone else. You can be there. You can meet them where they're at and then build them up to wherever it is you want to go. It's all a mind thing. It's about perspective. You got 86,400 seconds in the course of a day. Don't let 300 seconds, which is 5 minutes, ruin that for you. All right? On that note, know that I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And I'm out, baby.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.